Welcome to Tech Talk with me, David Dondi. If you have questions or you want to find out more about something, drop me a line, david@fmr.co.za, and you can find me on @DavidDondi on all of those social media channels. That's DavidDondi and the podcast, as always, on fmr.co.za. I'm not exactly sure if this is a tech or a gear review, but I'm about to embark on a trip through Africa on a motorcycle. More on that in upcoming shows. The plan is for my older brother and I to travel to Victoria Falls and back on a route that seems drawn by a spider on LSD dragging some ink across the map of the subcontinent. But I digress. The lovely people at Thule got wind of the trip and sent me their Chasm 90 duffel. And Chasm is apt. The thing is spacious with an opening that allows easier access on the seemingly similar duffels that I've loved from the likes of North Face, by comparison. Access is way easier. The innovative small storage is better, and the packaging the bag comes in becomes a secondary accessory pouch for traveling. It's actually useful. It's not just packaging. The fabric is both lighter weight than the North Face, yet feels as strong, if not stronger. But of course, only time will tell. But I would bet on it, and in fact, with this upcoming trip, I am. The padded bottom is even tougher for obvious reasons. The zips and seals seem waterproof enough and follow best practices. The real winner for me, though, besides the general robustness, lightweight, capacity, and waterproofness, is the carrying strap system, where the tech on this bag does actually come in, besides, you know, the tech of the fabric itself. You see, with my old duffels, the backpack straps are a royal pain when not being used as a backpack. And let's face it, with large duffel bags, those straps seldom are used. They stow, not remove, and take a huge amount of space. And it's not so with this one. Lithe would be a good description, and comfortable, but that's not the thing. It's how they attach and remove. A clever metal T-bar slotting into the webbing totally securely with a plastic buckle on the other end. It's brilliant tech, and even if the straps are now totally removed from the pack and put inside, they pack flat and unobtrusively and don't take up an entire compartment of your bag. Now to the bad stuff. You need to pay for this kind of tech, and the 2 kilogram 90 liter Chasm will set you back 4,799 rand in the so-named olivine color of my test unit. It is also available in black, and you'll love this stormy sea blue that they deem to call Poseidon. I think if reincarnation is a thing, I would be happy to come back as someone who picks names in the Thule marketing department. P.S. The Thule Chasm 90 is on sale at present on their Thule website for 1,200 rand. Less than asking price at the moment. That's it. If you've got questions, you want to find out more about something, or just a comment, david@fmr.co.za, and find me @DavidDondi on most social media channels. That's DavidDondi and the podcast on fmr.co.za.